meeting is now being recorded.
Yeah, hello everyone. Mr. Ahmed, are you there? Mr. Ahmed Becht?
Yeah, I'm here, Abdul Munim. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. I think the recording has started, so we need to start our meeting formally. So I would like to welcome everyone and thank for all to join this call. Today we have the top of the agenda is the presentation from Abdul Munim, and then we will discuss the participation of Don Hollander during the TFIDN group. And then we will also discuss about the face-to-face meeting. We are lacking behind our target. We need to complete those target before moving towards the face-to-face meeting. So I will request Abdul Munim to please.
Yes, Dr. Ahmed, I am here. Assalamu alaikum. I am Abdul Munim Galila. For those who don't know me, sorry for being late. Yeah. Okay.
Abdul Munim, are you comfortable to proceed?
Yes, you can't hear me, Dr. Ahmed. Ahmed, can you hear me? Ahmed. Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead, Abdul Munim.
Yeah, Abdul Munim. Dr. Ahmed. Can you hear me?
Yes, very clearly.
Hello. Yes. Yeah.
Abdul Munim, I can hear you.
Yeah, Assalamu alaikum. I am
Abdul Munim. Assalam.
For those who don't know me. Sorry for being late to review what has been there in the meeting of Universal Acceptance Steering Group in Hong Kong and Guangzhou, China. The contents for my presentation for today. The contents for my today's presentation is the executive points of the two meetings in Hong Kong and Guangzhou, followed by the future status of the USG report and its related work plan. The main goal of those two meetings to focus on universal acceptance steering group current tasks and to commit on the moving of the project forward at an increasing speed. the requirement to get the wallet of universal acceptance and email address internationalization ready are huge, but universal acceptance has already spent 3 years getting to a point where there is good documentation and good paths forward through the website of USG, which is UASG.tech. The ICAC community board and organization are supportive of the efforts of Universal Acceptance Steering Group, but the USG must continue to produce tangible results, and raising the awareness should be in advance to have these results. There are small indication of progress from ICANN IT, but nothing tangible yet. So there is some action regards to automated evaluation tool to decide if your email server, for example, is EI ready or not. If it is EI ready, it is EI ready for phase one or EI ready for phase two. Agile storage to reduce some architects and some plans for the current future of universal acceptance and EI acceptance. And minimum EI version, I think all of us know that there is a mailing list called Milman, which is the biggest mailing list till now in the world. It is not EI ready till now, but the main core of Milman software is Python language, which is the newest version of Python. I can't remember the version of the latest Python version that is compatible with EI. So a monkey's awareness plan starts by USG is to launch a social media campaign on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube channel, in addition to the Twitter account created before. I think all of us know that the Twitter account, but not all of us know now the Facebook account and the LinkedIn account and YouTube account for USG. It is already up and running now. Also, there are YouTube videos related to UASG in the YouTube channel. You can take a look and share. And you may have initial suggestion or recommendation in order to make these videos better. Please share with us. Don Hollander is the secretary of UASG, also provided an update on the pilot programs to engage CIOs of government departments being done in conjunction with the GCE vice presidents. It is a monkey's awareness plan to develop, for example, let's say Microsoft. Microsoft is a software house. So any API produced from Microsoft should be AI ready. Or Universal can accept domain names in non-ASCII letters. So USG expects that Internet Engineering Task Force to address any technical shortcomings. And also, if the USG identifies specific shortcomings, it will raise them with IETF, as there is a point that I raised in the last meeting in ICANN about that if you want to copy URL from Microsoft Edge to another browser, it will not display correctly. That should be reported to IETF. The GSA team are actively working on expanding the knowledge about universal acceptance. We are also working with technical regional vice president to engage us in a small number of countries in a pilot program to reach out to CIOs in the government department. Two days ago, we had a meeting with Bahra Isma, the multi-stakeholder manager here in Middle East and Africa. About the awareness about universal acceptance for domain names and for email addresses. Also, there is a new program launched by USG, and the final decision for USG ambassador program was released after the Hong Kong meeting to get industry leaders who will be encouraged and supported to raise the issues of universal acceptance and email address internationalization within the respective spheres to our target audience and developer and CIO. For example, I assume the ambassador will be me. I will be responsible for some areas that who are speaking Arabic or the countries that are inside the countries that are that have language included inside the Arabic screen to increase awareness among the universities, among the CIOs of multi-vendor countries, especially the software houses, and etc. This UAE ambassador will be empowered to raise awareness of universal acceptance and DEI issues to our target audience of developers and CIOs. As you know that the main point to start universal acceptance is started from universities, started from developers, started from the top management in order to ask their employees to be start aware of universal acceptance and developer nationalization. This will be supported with relevant collateral and presentation template published online and sent to the ambassador by USG, and this presentation done by USG community members. The main purpose of this program, again, is that USG has good and growing documentation published online, but without raising the awareness of universal acceptance and DEI and the existence of USG documentation, it remains hidden. So USG has identified several means of spreading the word about USG and DEI issues and the solution. One of these is the creation of Universal Acceptance Ambassadors Program. The main goal, there is two days in Hong Kong for the first meeting, and there is another two days in Guangzhou, China. So for the Guangzhou, China, the main goal of the meeting at Guangzhou, China, rather than Hong Kong, is getting, as Guangzhou is getting large email service providers in China to be aware of email address internationalization and encouraging them to put it in their technology roadmap. If you don't know that an EAI email address is one that has non-ASCII characters in the mailbox name or the domain name or both of them. So you know that the email address is contained of two parts, the local part and the domain part. Maybe one of the two parts contain non-ASCII address. This contain this treated as EAI email address. If the domain part contain any other character, any Unicode character, it's also EAI address. If both of them, both parts, it will be also EAI email address. USG agrees that it felt that downgrading the mailbox from Unicode to ASCII could be done by substituting a pre-established ASCII alias. What is the meaning of that? I will give you an example in order to understand that well. Yeah, using any sort of ASCII encoding of the mailbox on the fly was considered good practice. That is, in case if we use virtual maps or virtual anything, it's not good. It is good practice and not good for using. I will show you an example too. There is two phases of EI readiness. The first phase, which is phase one ready. Yeah, like Gmail. Gmail is considered as phase one EI ready. What is the meaning of EI ready phase one? Email system like Gmail can accept email with EI addresses and can send email with EI addresses. But it is not able to host an email address like Gmail. For phase two, email system can host email with EI addresses. Maybe your the name of the email server is Unicode, maybe in Arabic. As well as phase one readiness, I think Corimail, Exygen Plus. I will give you an example of Exygen Plus. OpenFine, TrueWave of Thailand, Rasil of Saudi Arabia are phase two ready. Also agreed to develop EI detection widget for USG website to make simple cases for mail transport agents. And this widget would accept email addresses, entry and commu, including EI addresses. I think there is widget published online by Exygen Data that can evaluate if your mail server is EI ready or not, but it is not working well, and it's only checking if there is a propagation of SMB to native A. Inside this widget, we should construct validation, some kind of validation, maybe through regular installation or maybe through hard coding. Find the relevant index record details, bring the email server to check if SM328 response is received, and you check the capability of send and receive email addresses, AI messages. Yeah, let's go to the example. I already requested Exigen data to give me a trial version for 3 or 4 months to see how Exigen mail system works, and I noticed that. I assume that I am now an Indian guy and wanted, I have an email address called mushrif@ikhtibar.gilbitmas, completely I address for those 2 bars. And I want to send an email to EI phase 1 application, like Gmail. So, I will try to do that in this picture. In the next picture, I will try to send this email. I will receive it to Gmail with the sender address is mushrif@ikhtibar.gilbitmas. The complete EI address. I receive this email from the complete EI address as I am Gmail EI ready. Okay? If you want to see the log for Gmail, you will notice that the email is propagated as UTF-8 or non-ASCII character. The Arabic email address is not the ASCII one. So that is the case one if your email server is EI ready, the receiver is EI ready. So the other case that the receiver destination not EI ready. What will happen? So the first time for the administrator to create an account at Exigen Data, it should create 2 addresses. The first address is the EI one, and the second one is the alias, the ASCII alias of the EI address. So now, the main goal of this will be explained now. So if I am trying to send an email address from EI address to another email server that is not EI ready, like the email server of the government in Egypt, yeah, from EI address to not EI ready email server, the email address, the email message will be received, but notice that the name of the email address called the EI address one, but the actual reply will be to the ASCII alias. So if you try to reply to this email, you will reply to admin@datamail.asia, not for mushrif@ikhtibar.gilbitmas. Yeah, that's all for me for today. I am happy to answer all your questions. Yeah, I'm sorry. After we finish the question and answer, I need only 5 minutes to talk about the report of USGP. Yeah, go ahead. The floor is yours. Any questions?
Any questions, please? The floor is open for the questions. If anyone has any question, please go ahead.
Is it clear or not?
It looks it is very much clear because there is no voice. I think Ziad wants to say something. Please, Ziad, go ahead.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Thank you, Abdul Manan, for your presentation. Clear. My question is about the storage of email. So which format is used to store email in the mail server? Do you use ASCII or international characters?
No, ASCII, of course, Dr. Ziad. Your operating system, for example, Linux, can't understand the mailbox in Arabic or in UTF-8. The same as for Active Directory in Windows environment. Okay? This is why they do an ASCII alias. I think the main coding of Exigen data that they have a database that contains every Unicode email box made to an SQL. Maybe this is a universal ID for this email box. If you try to send an email from your AI address to the other one, you will see at the bottom of the message that there is code that you can see, and there is a code in the bottom of the mail, and you are advised not to remove this code. That is universal ID for this mailbox, which is the AI address. You got my idea, Dr. Zia?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Also, I encourage you all. I encourage you all to be part of the ambassador program. There is only one I know till now, who is me, to apply for this UA ambassador program. I think it is the area for Arabic script languages countries is bigger than me. So I hope all of you to be member of this UA ambassador program. Who are the best ones to join this program? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Abdul Munim. You are absolutely right. We need to add more participation for the universal acceptance, and we will try our best to improve the participation. And I have one question regarding the email. Do you know, or the group know, universal acceptance group don't know, that how many mail server have upgraded their email clients and their server to accept universal internationalized email addresses? Is there any feature like send mail, like Microsoft products or Lotus Domino or any other product?
Thank you very much.
And about
question, Dr.
Free,
Ahmed.
And freeware also. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your question. Bostefx SMTP server from version 3.01 is compatible with email address internationalization. But you have to compile it with some header files like ICU. This contains the Unicode character in order to be accepted for the mail server, like Bostefx. For sending mail, till now it doesn't support AI addresses. For Microsoft, from version 2016, it's completely AI ready. For mail server and mail client. For Office 365 of Microsoft, it will be ready, AI ready, by the first quarter of this year. After 2 months, it will be AI ready. Do you imagine that Microsoft tried to make their application AI ready with zero benefit? It is so strange for all of us, but it is not so strange for you, it's G. As Microsoft do R&D plan for the coming future, and they realize that the importance of the existence of IDNs and email address internationalization. So they make their application AI ready or universal acceptance ready. Yeah, there is a new other software for Thailand, I think it's TrueWave. It is completely AI ready. I can mail server till now, not AI ready. Am I answering your question, Dr. Ahmed, or I missed something?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Abdul Munim. Anyone has any other question? Please go ahead. There is no question. Thank you very much, Munim. It was very interesting, and thank to you for your patience. It was it was supposed to be delivered last week, but we had some issue. So you were very much cooperative to deliver this week, and we will also have another meeting. Most likely we will have another meeting on next Wednesday to discuss Pashto language and some of the issues of Persian language. So today, second agenda is that we have got the invitation that Don Hollander can deliver his speech to this group. But for that, we need to have a maximum participation from the group, which we can see that we are lacking in participation. We have 4 to 5 people, or maybe 6 people are joining the call. Other people are not very much regular. But on that day, when, but they are also working with us separately on the meetings, but they are not active on the call. But we need more participation on that day when we invite Don Hollander to deliver his speech on universal acceptance. So what is the appropriate time for you people consider that when we should invite Don Hollander to speak with us, and we can gather more and more participation. Would it be the during our next call on 14th March? Is it appropriate? Or you consider any other date, please?
Yeah, Dr. Ahmed.
Please give your...
The next meeting will be after 15 days. And after 15 days, it will be in the middle of ICANN 61. So I think for me, I can't attend this meeting, but I want to attend it. So if you want to organize time for Don Hollander to do that, it will be maybe in the next week, or it may be after ICANN 61. I do know that
Don Hollander is very good,
shifted to
very
have
good.
A present.
Yeah, actually it would be difficult for Don Hollander even to speak during the ICANN meeting. You are absolutely right. So, I don't think that we don't have sufficient time to invite him. I will talk to Fahad, and then I will come back to you whether we can invite him during our next call. It is just 1 week after. So if the group is agree, that then we will proceed with the first priority from next call on 28th, and the second priority is on 28th March after the ICANN meeting. So if it acceptable for all, I will proceed for that with Fahad to talk with Don Hollander.
The ICANN 61 meeting will be ended by 15 March.
So actually, we have the schedule. As per that schedule, we have meeting on 28th February. Then we have meeting on 14th March, and then after that we have meeting on 28th March. So we have two slots: one on 28th February, and the second is on 28th March. So if we go by with priority, we can invite him during next week on 28th February. If it is not acceptable for you, or it is not acceptable for him, then we can invite him on 28th March.
I think the next week it will be good for all of us to invite him and to share our ideas and let him share his ideas with all of us. It's a good time and to save the work for our plan, work progress plan. That's my idea.
I can't understand.
Yeah, Dr. Ahmed, I mean that next Wednesday in the next week will be good for me in order to save time to keep the progress according to our task force progress plan.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other suggestion? So, is it acceptable for all of the group to proceed for the next call to request Don Hollander on 28 to deliver his speech on 28th February? If it is not possible for him, then we will request for the 28th March. Is it acceptable
Ahmed?
For all?
Ahmed?
Yeah, good.
Please go ahead.
So Doha will speak with the task force, that's right? He will present something.
Actually, he will present for 20 to 30 minutes. He will explain how the universal acceptance strategy working group is working and what are the challenges and what are their expectation from the IDN to operate with them to sort out Arabic domain name issues and email and everything included in the universal acceptance. So he will actually present.
Okay, Ahmed, thank you. So it will be good if we have more attendee in this.
Exactly. My concern is this.
And we need to ask all friends that it is important to be present in the next call.
Whether Don will be available on short notice for next week. If he is available, I will request personal request to most of the group who is involved in the calls and involved in the mailing list. So we can hopefully we can arrange maximum participation during his participation on the short notice. We can manage, but it really depends on the availability of Don Hollander.
Okay, but in the previous meeting we are always three or four person in each meeting.
Which question?
The question is why we are few people in each meeting, in each call.
Yes. The main issue is that most of the people consider that they have already finalized most of the work and especially from the people who were involved right from the beginning like Nicole, Tariq and Ryan, they consider they have finished their part and then we have also finished Urdu LGR2, so people from the Urdu community are also not attending. And for the Persian, they are actually working with us on the mailing list, and the Persian community is also working on the mailing list, but they have time conflict for that. Like Ryan cannot attend during this time, and the people working for the Pashto and Persian community are living in Canada, so this time is not suitable for them. So this is the reason that we have low participation during our calls. But even then, if we have, if we go for the participation of 10 to 15 people, it would be good, because we cannot force everyone to come, because everyone has its own priority, and we cannot force someone to get up so early when he is in that time zone when it is convenient, inconvenient for him or her.
Yeah, Dr. Ahmed, you have to be here. I think it is not a good idea to have remotely meeting with Don Hollander from away from face-to-face meeting. I think we have to set a face-to-face meeting to restructure the groups again and make the work plan, and invite Don Hollander to be physically or to join our face-to-face meeting remotely in order to discuss a lot of things. It will be there more participants, and we will organize the structure of task force again for future work. It's the time for face-to-face meeting. And also, this is another concern.
Yes.
Why we don't have a representative in Puerto Rico, and I can say this to one, to attend the meetings of UASG. I will be there, but why not have another one to attend the meeting as well from the task force?
Actually, you have two questions, and both question relates to ICANN. This is regarding the arrangement of presentation from Don Hollander during our face-to-face meeting. And as per our initial plan, we had planned that meeting in the by the end of March. And it was actually related to completion of work from the languages. But unfortunately, some of the work is delayed. Of Persian, of work for the Persian and Pashto is almost done. And then we need to move for the languages from the African region. For that, We actually, the person in TFIDN, like Mikal and Tarek, they suggested that they don't have the full competency about the African languages, that therefore we need to include someone from the African region. I wrote email to Dr. Sharma, who is actually working for the IDNs. And he actually forwarded to the manager stakeholder engagement in the African region, who translated my email into French and sent to circulated in the mailing list of the African region. However, unfortunately, we have not got any response from anyone tier for the group. So we are actually lacking behind our targets to meet the requirement for the face-to-face meeting. So if we are delayed in that meeting, then if we are not arranging the meeting, then how we can arrange Don Hollander? This is the first reason. And the second reason, that we have to match the availability of Don Hollander and our group to be available for the face-to-face meeting. And your second concern is also very right. You are the only person who is active, but Riyadh is working with you, and our from Abdus Salam, Hazem, and Nabil was working, but they are maybe busy, and you took the lead, and we need to improve our participation from the TFIDN so that we can work with the community to and raise our concerns and sort out our issues for the Arabic. It is absolutely right, but it depends on the fund from the ICANN, whether they can allow 1 or 2% for every meeting or each meeting in the region. So it all both things relates to ICANN funding. So we initiate request to ICANN through Fahad, whether they will accept our request or not, and how much work they are expecting from us to have a face-to-face meeting. But because I have observed that most of the work is done before and during the face-to-face meeting. So the face-to-face meeting is very important, but they have some they also have some expectation from the group. So I will definitely talk to
Ahmed.
Yeah, please go ahead, Ziad.
I think that we need to have this face-to-face meeting to motivate all the group and to have more motivation to have more participation in our future work.
Yes, it is basically you chose a very good word. It is basically motivation for the persons who work with us and work for the TFIDN. Otherwise, they don't have any interest. And some of the people I have heard that they are saying we don't have so much time to repeatedly go through your questions, but this is the procedure. We have to consult our community, and but yes, different issue, but we will discuss at later stage. But your concern is very much right, Abdul Munim and Ziad, that we need to have a face-to-face meeting, which will be a motivation for the person who are reluctant to attend the meeting. I will definitely talk to Fahad, and let's see what is his response. I will share with all of you.
Thank you, Ahmed.
Thank you, Dukra.
Any other question? So it was also the part of the agenda, and it was covered in our question regarding the face-to-face meeting. So we will finalize with ICANN, and we'll go ahead. So if you have any other question, so please let me know. Otherwise, we can close the call.
I have a last remark to, if you can, Ahmed, please, to send an email to all, the group and say if they will be more present in next phase, in next call, to go ahead.
Yes, I will initiate the call to those people who are actually they have some work to do with us. We can circulate as a whole that participation is low, and the participants are feeling that we need to have more participation from the group. But we can also include those people who are involved in Pashto and Persian to finalize their language, and for that we need to have some charm for them, and as you mentioned, there will be motivation for them. Otherwise, it would be not be possible to proceed further on only conference call.
Thank you, Ahmed.
Thank you very much, Ziad.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So, thank you very much for all of you. It was not a routine meeting, and you were very kind and ready to available for the call. Thank you very much, and especially thank to Abdul Munim and Megali to arrange the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
all. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.